With more than 1 billion people, India is the world's second most populous nation. And it turns out there would be even more people there if census takers were to count a group known as the living dead. NPR's Michael Sullivan tells their story.
India is a crowded place, and Uttar Pradesh more crowded than most. Nearly 170 million people packed into an area the size of Texas. The streets of the towns and villages here are choked with cars, auto rickshaws, and of course, people, many of them peasant farmers who tend tiny plots of land. Those plots become smaller still when the parents die and the land is divided among the heirs. With so many people competing for what little land there is, it's no surprise that some go to extremes to improve their lot. Extremes that include killing off relatives, on paper at least, in order to grab their land.
It's very easy to declare someone dead. You go to the local officials and you give them some money. The amount depends on how much land is involved. And then they will declare the person you want dead, dead. And once that someone is declared dead, it's very difficult to prove them alive again.
Lal Bahari should know. He was declared dead back when Gerald Ford was president, when Lal Bahari's nephews decided they needed more land and decided that land would come from him. For a man legally dead for nearly 20 years, Lal Bahari looks pretty good. A stocky 48-year-old with a little gut, a neatly trimmed mustache, and a keen sense of humor. The last bit, he says, comes in handy when you're dead. Lal Bahari, when and how did you find out for the first time that you were dead?
I needed some papers for a bank loan, so I went to the local registrar and he told me I'd been dead since 1976. I knew the man and he knew me. I said, "Look at me, you can see I'm Lal Bahari and I'm not dead." And he said, "That may be so, but the Lal Bahari on these papers is dead."
Unwilling to accept the news of his demise, Lal Bahari began planning his resurrection. He tried pleading with local officials and police, but got nowhere. In an attempt to draw attention to his case, he ran for a seat in Parliament against Rajiv Gandhi. Lal Bahari even tried unsuccessfully to claim widow benefits for his wife. While doing all this, he discovered a whole netherworld of people in similar straits. So Lal Bahari founded the Association of the Dead, which he says has thousands of members all over the country. After being dead for 18 years, Lal Bahari finally convinced the local magistrate he was in fact alive, and he got the papers to prove it. That was 8 years ago. Now he devotes his time to helping other dead men and women reclaim their lives.
'65-year-old
farmer Ram Lalak is one of them, a slight and beaten-looking man in a dirty white dhoti who lives about 20 miles from Lal Bahari. Ram Lalak was working as a day laborer in Calcutta in 1992 when he received word from home that his brother had declared him legally dead and had taken his house and his land. Ram Lalak sought help from Lal Bahari. Several years later, the two men were able to convince the local collector to declare him alive. Unfortunately, Ram Lalak says, it didn't last.
For 2 years, I was alive again, but I didn't get anything back. Because after the collector made me alive, my brother appealed to the commissioner, and the commissioner made me dead again. So I guess you could say I'm neither dead nor alive.
In the meantime, Ram Lalak depends on the generosity of other villagers for food and a place to sleep, while his brother sits in Ram Lalak's house just down the road. Lal Bahari says he'll keep fighting for Ram Lalak and thousands more like him, trying to shame the authorities into doing the right thing.
I'm doing this so more people are aware of what is happening in our society. Most of the victims are poor or old and aren't capable of fighting these people. So I am fighting for them to ensure that this doesn't happen in the future, to ensure that the old and the poor and the helpless get justice.
Lal Bahari's efforts in the past few years have attracted more and more attention nationally. A movie is planned later this year based on his struggle on behalf of the living dead. and the State High Court and the National Human Rights Commission are now investigating complaints filed by Association of the Dead members. The authorities in Lal Bahari's district say 30 deceased persons have now been declared alive, though few have gotten their land back. It's a start, Lal Bahari says, but he'll believe the authorities are serious, he says, when they start cracking down on those officials who take the bribes to begin with. So far, that hasn't happened, and the Association of the Dead, he says, keeps growing. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.